It has been a good week for Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton and running mate Tim Kaine. New polls from the battleground states of Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Michigan give Clinton a notable lead as Donald Trump continues to take on controversial fights with everyone from Gold Star parents to House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Joining us live from a campaign stop in McLean, Virginia Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine. Welcome back to WTOP.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you today.
Why don't you tell us about the campaign and the new jobs program that Secretary Clinton and you have rolled out?
Yeah, we've been on a bus tour right out of the convention in Philadelphia and then been in Florida, North Carolina, talking about this as well. After we went to Pennsylvania and Ohio, 5 points. A jobs plan in the first 100 days that would be about investments in manufacturing infrastructure and research, investments in education to try to raise the skill levels of our workforce from pre-K to post-grad and apprenticeships, important kind of equity issues like minimum wage and equal pay for women, shared prosperity goals like profit sharing for companies and not giving tax breaks to companies that ship jobs overseas, and finally, how to pay for those things. And our goal is to, in the first 100 days, put a comprehensive proposal on the table and ask Congress to work with us. And having been in the Senate, knowing colleagues on both sides of the aisle in both houses, I would be playing my role in that to really accelerate the American economy. And the response has been quite positive. We've been doing it in rallies, but also been visiting small businesses that I think would have the most to gain.
But you know that Washington has been very divided over these past 8 years, and there's no guarantee that you'll have any Democratic support in Congress. Republicans could retain both House and Senate. How would you go about differently approaching relations with Congress to try to get something like a jobs package through if you have that situation?
You're right, Sean. It's not a guarantee, and it will be tough. But look, I just go back to 8 years ago. President Obama came in, and he had an economic plan right out of the gate. He ran into challenges with Congress on a lot of what he did, but he had an economic plan right out of the gate, which was the Recovery Act to make infrastructure investments and tax relief for middle-income Americans. And that passed within 75 days because people perceived there was an economic need. I think everybody, Democrat, Republican, Independent, wants to see an economy that works better. And so we're going to ask Congress, let's do it. And if we do it, we can then fight about who should get credit for it rather than doing nothing and fight about who should be blamed.
As you know, a local Metro Transit cop just became the first law enforcement officer charged with trying to help ISIS. The president is talking about this at the moment, but ISIS outreach and sympathy has definitely taken hold among some Americans. What is your plan for combating it here and overseas?
Yes.
And how
that was shocking news, and I think it was a good bit of law enforcement. I think we've seen that what you've seen that the FBI was following this individual for a number of years with concerns. Here's the most important thing we got to do against ISIS right now. On the battlefield, they're losing territory, and we're taking back cities. That's good. But what they're doing is they're deciding to try to inspire people here, there, and everywhere because they know they're losing on the battlefield. The only way you beat that is with really good intelligence sharing. And a lot of that is intelligence sharing between the U.S. and our allies. This is exactly the wrong time to put somebody in office like Donald Trump who wants to get rid of the alliances, who says, oh, we don't need NATO anymore. No, we need strong alliances now more than ever because when you have strong alliances, you share the intel, and that enables you to catch people like the arrest that happened the other day.
Senator, a significant number of American voters are still angry. They see this election as change versus the status quo. And no matter what Donald Trump may say or do, they still see him as the more likely person to create change. They see your 8 years as senator, Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State, as the status quo. What specifically will you change after 8 years of Barack Obama as president?
Well, I think Americans do want change, but they don't want change in the wrong direction. I don't think Americans want change to go back to dividing against one another and calling people names because of their national origin or their religion. That's not the change they want. Americans don't want a commander-in-chief who trashes Gold Star families, who calls the American military a disaster, who makes fun of John McCain because he's a POW. Yeah, people want change, but they don't want to change fundamental values of this nation and become something that we're not. So what we're making the point is this, on this jobs plan, look, we can put meaningful change on the table around college, for example. Let's set the goal that college should be debt-free. If we do that, that would be a meaningful change that would lift the burden off a lot of kids and their families, and that's something we can do. So we're offering change that we think is consistent with our values, that would take the nation forward, that wouldn't basically turn tail and sell out on principles that have been important parts of who we are as a nation since 1776.
You raised Donald Trump, who clearly is still stealing the media limelight right now. And it's also keeping Secretary Clinton from having to explain her continued denial of what's many people say is lying on the email issue and the latest controversy over U.S. money that went to Iran. What do you have to say about that?
I think Hillary Clinton's explained the email situation a lot. I mean, I've seen her talk about it for about the last year on TV. And as I go around talking to Virginians, this is not the issue they're interested in. They're interested in the economy. They're interested in America's role in the world. They're interested in whether we're going to build a community of respect rather than one of division and disrespect. On the Iran issue, Iran had a legal claim against the United States. It was a claim worth about $1.7 billion. The U.S. negotiated with Iran, got that claim down to hundreds of millions of dollars, and then settled the claim. We are a nation of laws. We are making claims against nation in international tribunals all the time, and claims are being made against us in those tribunals. And we were able to negotiate a sizable claim down to a fraction of it, and then pay that claim. And that's the way we do things. We're a nation of laws.
Senator Kaine, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon and taking some time out. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you.
Very glad. Take care.
All right.
You too.
Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, vice presidential nominee of the Democratic Party.
By the way, we've reached out to the Trump campaign for an interview as well and haven't had a response yet.